For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michelle. When she was 80, Minna Keel's first orchestral work, a symphony, was performed at the 1989 Proms concert by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Oliver Newson. It was only the third work she had completed after taking up composition again after a gap of almost 46 years. She was born Minna Nierenstein in the East End of London in 1909. Her parents were Russian-Jewish immigrants who had arrived in London from Byelorussia a few years previously and ran a Hebrew publishing and bookselling business. As a child, Keel listened to her mother singing Hebrew folk songs and her uncle playing violin by ear. She also had piano lessons and listened to endless records of violin and operatic virtuosi. Keel's father died in 1926 when she was 16. 2 years later, she entered the Royal Academy of Music. At age 20, Keel left the academy under pressure from friends and relatives and gave up her musical studies in order to help her mother with the family business. She married in 1931 and had a son. Although she had stopped composing, she continued to play the piano, and her early works were occasionally heard. Minna Keel led an eventful life. During the 1930s, she set up a local committee to help Jewish children escaping Nazi Germany and became very involved in left-wing politics at the time of the Spanish Civil War. When her marriage broke up during the Second World War, she went to work in an aircraft factory, where she met her future second husband, engineering fitter Bill Keel. He was also a poet. She joined the British Communist Party in 1939. In 1963, she took a job in the fur trade. When she retired from that at the age of 60, she began taking a few piano pupils. After composer Justin Connolly judged one of her students in an exam, he saw some of Keel's early compositions and encouraged her to start writing again. A few years later, her son gave her some composition lessons with Connolly as a Christmas present. Keel said that her symphony, Opus 3, does not relate to any extra musical ideas other than to a general expression of the turmoil of human existence and the spiritual search for serenity and permanence. When interviewed for her Proms debut in 1989, Minna Keel explained what returning to composition meant to her after having laid it aside for 46 years. "I felt I was coming to the end of my life," she said, "but now I feel as if I'm just beginning. I feel as if I'm living my life in reverse." In 1992, the BBC broadcast a 45-minute documentary on Minna's life entitled A Life in Reverse. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March here on KMFA.